The Moose Jaw Warriors will be without forward Jagr Furkus for the next week of Western Hockey League action. And it's for best possible reason imaginable. It was announced Saturday afternoon that the 19-year-old forward had been added to Team Canada's roster for the remainder of the World Junior Hockey Championship and will be immediately joining the team in Gothenburg, Sweden. It's an exciting day for Jagr and the Warriors organization, Moose Jaw Warriors general manager Jason Rippelinger said in a press release from the team. We wish Jagr all the best of luck as he represents his country. Furkus joins Warriors captain Denton Matichuk and forward Braden Yeager on Team Canada, marking the first time in franchise history that three Warriors have represented Canada at the same World Juniors. It's a fast turnaround for Furkus, as he put up three assists in the Warriors' win over Regina on Friday night, only to find out hours later he needed to be on a plane as quickly as possible to try and get to Sweden in time for Canada's game against Germany on Sunday evening. The decision writes what many hockey onlookers felt was an egregious misstep by Team Canada brass when they decided to make Furkus one of their final cuts despite his incredible start to the season. The move also comes after Canada dropped a 2-0 decision to Sweden on Friday, a loss where a player with Furkus' incredible agility and hockey sense could have used the big ice to create much more offense. After his showing Friday, Furkus has 27 goals and 59 points in 32 games this season to sit fourth in WHL scoring. The Irma, Alta, product led the league in scoring for much of the month of November after getting off to a torrid start, leading to his invite for Team Canada's selection camp in early December. Furkus gets the call as Team Canada goes through some injury concerns. Canada had earlier replaced defenseman Tristan Luno, NHL Anaheim, and Tanner Molendijk, WHL Saskatoon, and with Matthew Savoy taking Saturday practice off as a maintenance day, Furkus was called in as a replacement should he not be able to continue the tournament. Furkus will only take the ice if a Canada forward is unable to play, and any player he replaces will be unable to return for the remainder of the tournament. The Team Canada duties will be the first for Furkus in his hockey career. The Seattle Kraken second-round pick has led the Warriors in scoring each of the last two seasons with 110 goals and 243 points in 199 career WHL games. Canada faces Germany in their final round-robin game on Sunday afternoon before looking ahead to the quarterfinals on Tuesday, semifinals on Thursday and gold medal game on Friday. The Warriors are back in action Saturday night when they travel to Prince Albert. Next home action is Friday when the Raiders are in town. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.